Welcome into the Chop and Beef Show, your number one source for National Basketball Association news and notes, rumors, NBA playoffs. We are here to make sure that you are well informed. And I'm full of shit. What's up, fellas?
And we're off.
Blazing start, as usual. Bringing it in hot.
Right.
Well, yeah, how's it going? I'm going to say hello to you guys first before I get
Happy Memorial Day, guys.
Yeah. Is it happy, though? Is it ever happy?
It's a sign of reverence. It should be a day of reverence.
What'd you do? What'd you do for Memorial Day?
Smoke cigars, watch basketball.
Yeah. 8 o'clock at night basketball, though.
Yeah, it was. But, I mean, game's over by 10, 11.
Oh, I watched it, too. Yeah. I had a wifey watching it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Lux, what did you
watch? Did you watch last night's game?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a waste of time.
Oh, it was great just seeing Boston tears flood.
Game flood six the arena. Was. I was kind of waiting for that same shit to happen though last night, but they just ran out of time. Like it, and I don't know. I don't understand how Boston could be a 7-point favorite and then.
Get of smashed. Course, they could score 23 points in 2 minutes.
Yeah,
it's total NBA. Lebatard said today that the game was over after the first play when Jason Tatum rolled his ankle. He said they went from one of the most exciting plays of their history that's going to be lost in history now because that Derek White putback was unbelievable in game six to win the game. And then the very next play, Jason Tatum rolls his ankle. So no one will ever remember Derek White's putback in game six.
That's okay. Fuck Boston. What?
Oh, well.
I thought Derek White was the Afro kid from North Carolina, but apparently he went to somewhere other than North Carolina.
All right. Okay.
What's going on, Lux? What'd you do for St. Patty's Day?
St. Patrick's Day, stayed in. We're in full construction mode here at the house.
St. Patrick's Day?
Whatever the holiday was.
The holiday, yeah. Day of Reverence. Actually, I took a day off too. I was off on Friday.
What?
I took Friday off.
Is that allowed?
I mean, it's dead anyway. And y'all, the amount of work that we had to do here to get everything ready for then today had all the guys here taking the tile out and tile installation will start in the bathroom. So
nice.
Yeah, a lot of work.
You actually went Halloween shopping already, Halloween costume shopping already.
How's that?
You're wearing the Kid Rock fucking costume already.
I mean, this is
there it is.
At the end of this month, we're having our family beach trip at Myrtle Beach, so I'm just getting ready. Going to
Atta boy.
Going down to some dirty
That's
Myrtle.
Good looking.
Mm-hmm. You know what's funny?
Does the shirt change colors when it's colder?
It's all. I'm always cold, baby. Ice cold.
His nipples get hard though.
That too.
Yeah. You're as cool as the other side of the pillow, bud.
It's a little tight. A little high up on the white tan line, golf tan line.
It's Lux. That picture came up today of my awesome tan line from years ago. Yeah, it came up today. Me and Slick Willie in the pool.
Yeah,
and these awesome
those guns.
It's look pretty at similar those, today. It's pretty
look at those summer guns.
It was night and day. Night and day.
These arms don't see the sun.
Yeah.
In South Carolina, if you're any whiter, you'd be wearing a hood.
On that note, speaking of hoods, JJ, before the show, you said we had to bring up online dating. We're just going to get right into that minute. Yeah, that's where we're going.
This
to.
Is a fantastic
number
story.
One to get the mood raised up a little bit. And we might have a special guest tonight too. I don't know.
Oh, really? Maybe. Well, to talk about the ways of the world nowadays, a buddy of mine, one of my cigar buddies, 28 years old. Getting out of Navy. No, he's actually, I don't want to mention any names. We'll just call him Lieutenant Dan.
Ice cream.
He's been on a couple dates with this girl, you know, about 27, about the same age. Anyway, they were texting each other Sunday. It's like, hey, let's go out for drinks. And she's like, I don't know yet. Let me see, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, they'd already done the nasty and all that good stuff. And anyway, she sends me. Yeah, I'm just a little annoyed today. Like, oh yeah, what are you annoyed about? You know, my buddy. You know, says, what are you annoyed about? And she goes, my boyfriend. Right? Locks, you had to look.
showstopper. I don't pay attention a lot. My boyfriend. I kind of got the gist of the story. What the fuck?
That's awesome.
Exactly. I mean, what the hell happened to romance, love? You know.
So did they hook up?
Well, yeah. A couple hours later, she texted back. Yeah, he broke up with me. Let's do drinks. What?
Who knew? That's one you definitely bring home to mom.
I was going to say, and was he like okay with that? And they just carried on? Like,
well, now that you know her true characters, I think you appropriately use her for the means that are should be used. You know, I mean, like I said, like B said, that's not the one you're bringing home to mom.
No.
Michael Palkovics checks in, says, so he's not the boyfriend?
No. And here comes the rapid fire statements here, the part of the program. Here we go.
6:25 in.
That's a great story. That's a great story.
Can you believe that though?
Yeah.
Does his name rhyme with Rob?
No. Oh. It rhymes with morning dew. And
all right.
The blast part. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a terrible rhyme.
I don't know what the fuck. I should be a rapper. What the fuck?
It rhymes with orange.
Almost as bad as
orange.
Almost as bad as my segues. Speaking of morning dew,
moist.
Do you know this man?
Here, hold on. Let me make it easy for the audience that's watching. See if you know the resemblance.
Move your head a little bit to your right.
Oh, okay. Look at this. Who could it be?
Friend of the show.
The person that's cost me years of therapy.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show. Solid.
He's a supporter of the show.
Yep.
Spent 24 hours in jail. Yeah. Yeah. Good times.
It happens.
It does. We don't have to get in.
Wrongfully accused.
Very much so, but it doesn't
wrongfully
matter.
Wrongfully accused. Even the judge said it.
Innocent until proven guilty. This is America.
Well, there was no appearance of guilt on those hands. And
this time. No, I'm just kidding.
No. Well, maybe lube, but nothing more than that. Yeah. No fist. No. Let me put it that way. Yeah. Gold digger number 3 accused of assault. So.
Speaking of gold diggers.
Right. What?
Mike Palk joins the show.
Number 3.
Oh. Oh my God! You both are wearing matching shirts. Dick
cheers,
me.
Folks.
Welcome in, Mr. Palkovics.
It's more impressive if you showed up in a Coors Light shirt.
Yeah,
it's almost like we coordinated this.
Yeah.
Hey, at least I know where you stand, Lox. You got the Coors Light shirt on.
Oh, I can't find a Rolling Rock shirt. Can't even find a Rolling Rock to drink in this state.
Hold on.
There you go.
Come down. Come down to Tejas. Go to the Walmart on Staples.
Boy,
Case, they got your 30 packs.
We used to drink a lot of Rolling Rock in college, didn't we, Case?
We did.
I swear, I looked.
I can get you a Rolling Rock T-shirt. That's no fucking problem.
That was the first beer I ever drank. Actually, was a Rolling Rock. I had 4 of them and passed out at the Lincoln Memorial.
That was my first beer.
Yeah, that's a place to drink. That's a great idea.
Speak of reverence,
I was with my brother, who I'll be this weekend.
Solid.
Yeah, who works for the Coast Guard?
My first R&R was, I don't know how old I was. I'm going to say 6, 7. Notre Dame game on a Saturday. My dad said, here, take a sip of this. It must not have been a good game because he didn't seem to care.
So you had a couple, 2, 3 of them?
No, I just had a couple sips. It wasn't as good as Memorial Day lacrosse championships.
But... Well, that's what you need.
How about those Notre Dame lacrosse?
You need a little patience. You need a little patience. That's on the list. That's on the list. It's right.
Was it on the list?
I thought I saw something about like first 4 out Notre Dame for the NCAA baseball tournament. Too.
You know what?
Yeah, it doesn't matter when you're
out. If it goes like lacrosse, we're all good. Because last year, Notre Dame lacrosse should have been in. They held them out. They bounced back and won the whole game.
Oh, so it's battle back.
Okay. Yeah, it's the bounce back.
It's all the Notre Dame sports giving pressure to the football team to act like a fucking champion.
The butterfly effect.
JJ, A Notre Dame team that wears gold helmets with face masks won a championship on a football field.
Yeah, yeah. who would have thunk it?
First time since 88.
You stop that kind of talk. That's not really appropriate.
It was 34 years since the head coach.
We don't need to hear such negative language.
Coach Corrigan. Can't think of
yes. his name. Corrigan got hired in 88.
Imagine that. So that's easy math.
There you go. Oh, I'm smelling karma.
Is that a ring on your finger, Mr. Palk? It looks like a championship ring.
Is that a little league championship ring?
Finalist.
Read closely.
We get finalist.
What's it say?
Ring state now. Finalist. Perfect.
You're
game.
Wearing
state finalist.
A little league championship ring.
Wait, did you guys win?
We did not. That's why it says finalist and not champion.
God, look at that. Oh, rings do you have? My gay.
There's so many. This pass out the paraphernalia. It's crazy.
This is what your money gets you, to be honest.
An attendance prize.
You don't realize it.
Participation award.
You're paying for it on the front side. That's fuck. Okay, yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
You're teaching kids to be mediocre. Good job.
We should have held this to the end. This was the perfect hard stop, JJ.
Hey, I found your Roller Rock t-shirt right here. Right,
mine's white. I like that one, though.
Oh, here we go with the racist comments again.
Mine's white.
Who's commenting?
Hey, we were the state finalists. Now, to get to the championship, which you have to get one of these bad boys, we won in extras. We won 4-3.
Right.
And extra innings in Little League is a whole bag of, you know, you don't like the extra runner in MLB?
Yeah.
Oh, let me introduce you to extras in Little League.
7-U.
Do you know the rule, Case?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Tell it.
Bases loaded, one out.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. They take the last three hitters.
The last three outs.
Say the four of us are on a team, and Casey's supposed to be up. I go to third, JJ goes to second, Locks goes to first, Casey's up with one out.
You were putting me on third. I'm too goddamn slow.
Wow.
So we got the higher seats. We're the home team. Bases loaded, one out, going to extras, tied 3-3. Go ahead.
That's not fair.
Well, here's how it's – you're right, it's not fair. When we're doing a bunch of seven-year-olds, it becomes hilarious. A fly ball to our left center fielder who can catches the ball. Kid on second from the other team took off. He was at third base by the time our kid caught the ball. All we had to do was throw it back in.
Yeah.
I like the aggressive base running.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But we threw it back in, overshot the second baseman, went to the first baseman. First baseman tried to throw it back to Royce, who now is covering second as a shortstop. Overthrew him. Went back to the left fielder, and we made it back to second base for the kid.
Hey, pal, keep going. I'll be back.
You play the Benny Hill music in the background.
Dude, we literally had five Diamond Kings players touch the ball and make a double play.
Wow. Anyone else just happy to see JJ walk out with pants on?
That's a solid point.
I'm not happy to see him walk out to go pee, but he had pants on.
It really wouldn't have been a shock if he was naked.
I'm not saying naked, but there would like some flowery, not flowery even, but just some loud boxers of some sort, you know?
It's like a Zubas situation.
It is surprising.
But literally, when he got up, I was like, oh, here we go. This is a bit. This has got to be a bit.
Well, he came back for the best part. So anyway, we go to the bottom of the inning. First batter. JJ, it gets better, I promise. First batter.
Not yet.
Hard
10 minutes on Little League Texas baseball.
We win. First batter.
This is why he's here.
Here we go. No.
But let me tell you, it's quick. I'm going to tell you how we got the state finalist. We're the two.
One, two, three. Nope.
Hey, you got to load it.
Four more times.
Two seed played the one. We're the two, played the one. So we get up first. Royce gets to third base. And it's good. A pop up to shortstop coach tells him to tag up. Don't know why. But then Royce runs halfway home, looks back to see if the ball, like what was going on, gets thrown out at home. He proceeds to throw his helmet basically from home plate to the dugout. He was just walking off and took his helmet and like threw it. And that coach said, pick up your helmet. Right. He kicks right his down. Helmet, there goes to go. The dugout, throws his glove, threw a bat.
This is what we've all been waiting for.
Long story short, yes. Coach,
I got to aim it just right.
You're done.
Damn it.
You're benched. Leave the dugout. So Royce misses the entire first inning. We were down 7-1 after the first inning, and a lot of that had to do with the fact that we didn't have our starting shortstop.
Now, big 7-year-old. Yeah.
No, seriously. Like, they just, who we had to move around didn't know how to play the position. But here's the thing. I'm sitting there laughing because everybody's like, what's up with Royce? I'm like, I don't know. It's almost like he was raised by somebody who
– maybe he's blinded by the flash fucking photos you take of him every goddamn baseball tournament.
That's possible. But it might be because he was raised by a man who, when he was a sophomore, he should have been ejected. I swear it was a ball. 24 years later, that was a fucking ball. I don't know who this guy is, but he launched his bat from the batter's box to the dugout.
Okay, show that family photo again.
And Speedy was called back and said,
real quick, hold on, pal.
I can't bring it up. Why can't
you
I
can
bring
do
it?
You can do it. Hold on, pal. This is a good family story too. Hold on. I only got two more shots left. Hurry up.
Speaking of 7U Texas.
Yeah, this guy right here.
Yeah.
The only game he went to, and I played football and baseball, he went to one fucking football game. I broke my nose, had a migraine, got knocked out of the game, and he looked at me with such disgust and disappointment because I couldn't fucking play anymore. Okay? Yay, family!
Speaking of yay family, is there an East Coast versus West Coast bias?
Yes.
Give it to me, JJ.
For what?
I don't know.
We bring it up every week when we show up, when we do these stats on Tony Gwynn.
So college baseball is a thing, too, and they're talking about RPI.
How great was Tony Gwynn and no one knows about him in the East Coast?
Locke said it best. He was night-night.
Right.
Yeah. I can't help the earth is actually not flat.
Shohei Ohtani, Trout, Griffey back in the day. You know? Until he went to Cincinnati.
I don't know about Griffey because Griffey was insanely popular. Beef, you were in Jersey.
I used to see him. Yeah.
I never watched him play. Really?
No, I didn't watch. Yeah. I saw highlights of it.
Natalie, you never watched him play unless he was in the playoffs.
I saw highlights of him because he hit home runs. You didn't see highlights of Tony Gwynn going 3-for-4.
That's true.
He was always the guy on the side of the screen that said Gwynn 3-for-4, mm-hmm. three
is
doubles, three turn.
Yeah, by the way, I missed that Sports Center where they'd have like the.
Dick Trickle, 29th.
Get the whiff.
You know what I heard this weekend, which was troubling on Memorial Day, no less.
Yeah.
Dick Trickle took his own life.
Yeah.
Hold on.
That's tried to.
That's how he passed?
Didn't he have like CTE or something like that?
Yeah, he had all sorts. I think he had terminal cancer too. He had something, okay. But
yeah.
Hey, you know what? And I'm not trying to be rude about this one. He went out the way he wanted to. He didn't want to be. He didn't want to be a burden. Didn't want to cause his family any more grief. Fuck.
Speaking of going out the way he wanted to, do you think the Celtics went out the way they wanted to yesterday in Boston?
That was awesome.
Wow,
fantastic.
Segueing back to
wow,
Lox, what are you watching on your phone?
Porn.
I was checking out highlights from baseball.
Griffey,
Tony Gwynn.
How's your fantasy baseball team?
Good.
Yeah.
I was in last place, now I'm in third.
I was in like sixth place, and now I'm in last, I think.
I know, that's how it goes. Gotta pay attention, that sucker.
You gotta pay attention, huh?
Yeah, Palk knows.
I'm in third place with the most points scored in the league.
Yeah.
We talked about Palk's son, about 7U baseball. Do you think Jimmy Butler is Michael Jordan's son?
Yes.
That's the rumor going around now.
Where does this come from?
Someone split a photo of those two at the same age, and
what
they look alike. And
do you know Jimmy Butler? Anybody know who Jimmy Butler's parents are?
Mr. and Mrs. Butler.
I never met him. No.
Well, I don't know. Mrs. I don't know the intricate details, but the long and short of it is, he was in an orphanage and was adopted. He has white parents.
You're right. Yep.
Oh, yep. The plot thickens.
That's what I'm saying.
We gotta do some. We gotta do some deep dive internet. But
Michael Jordan sold a kid for gambling debts. Oh shit!
You heard it here first.
We're spreading the rumor right now. Yeah. Sold a perfectly good baby.
And look how we ended up winning. Yeah. Right. Beating the number one, the number two, and the number five seed to get to the championship. And not only that, they didn't play basketball for three games. They were up 3-0, almost blew it for the first time in 151 times of a team going 3-0. And they just let Boston right back in it to just go ahead and beat them by 30 on their own home court. It was awesome.
I like that better than sweeping them. I don't know why.
I think it's even better that thank God another Boston team did not come back 3-0. Because they would have been – Boston fans would have been intolerable.
Dave Roberts.
That, but did you see the fun stat that Boston sports made? Or they made history. Yeah. The Bruins and the Celtics are the only teams from the same city to lose a game 7 to a number 8 seed in the same month or whatever, that like
same season.
That's just phenomenal.
Yeah, same season. Like it was like layered upon layered upon layered of.
Pretty tough.
I am no lover of Miami, but I think this sports story is amazing for both those clubs.
Yeah,
This is like, if you want to segue, get ready. Could be a lot like the dude in the PGA Championship. If Denver goes out and just smacks the shit out of them, everyone's going to forget about how awesome the Heat were. If the Heat make this a series and it goes 7 games, or by God, if they somehow win it, it'll be a great story ever. But if not, it's just going to get squashed like a bug, just like that dude Michael.
Well, yeah, you forget.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Once they stop making those EA Sports basketball games with it was Bulls Lakers and Bulls or Lakers Celtics EA Sports, before it was like NBA 2K, all this stuff, it was usually the finalist name. So like you'd have every year, and I bought it on Sega Genesis every year, you know, it was like Bulls Blazers. Yeah. I'm like, are you getting Bulls Blazers? You're gonna be like, Nuggets won. Who'd they beat? Who did the Nuggets beat?
Right. Yeah.
And they're already talking like this could be like the lowest TV ratings for NBA finals.
Oh, how pissed is David Silver? He had Lakers Celtics. He had Lakers Celtics right here in his pants.
Or Knicks Lakers, yeah. But
and he gets Miami and Denver.
Good. Jokic is a animal. Like
if he was marketable, then he'd be the best player in the world. Like
same thing.
Yeah. No, he's super marketable. Have you seen the pictures when he was 13? Those are hilarious.
Yeah.
With man boots. Does his job.
That kid can do well. Points. You know?
He averages 52 points against the Heat.
Yeah. That's what I thought too. When the they played average, this year, they smashed him.
It was like 52 points and 22 and a half rebounds in two games against the Heat this year.
It's an awful matchup in Miami. Yeah.
Bam had trouble with whoever he was playing, the kid from Tennessee that plays on the Celtics that was in Jimmy Butler's face. Forget his name.
No, it was like I said, both Florida both Miami teams are ultimate underdogs. And that's
I'll tell you what.
That's
a cool
story.
I don't know who's watching other than you and I, JJ, the NHL final or semifinals and finals, man. But
the Panthers.
There's no more likable team in hockey than the Florida Panthers, I don't think. Matthew Tkachuk is by far my favorite player in the league right now.
The Panthers are great. They're on a roll, but don't take away from Las Vegas.
Oh, Las Vegas is going to beat them, I think. But
not only that, you think of a team who's only been in existence for 6 years.
They've been in the final twice.
And they've been in the finals twice?
That's
and they've been in the playoffs 5 out of the 6 years. I mean,
and the beautiful thing is, I know Lox is like, I'm out of this conversation, but when they did their expansion draft, they get to take, like, teams get to protect players and you're protecting the stars and whatever. But the way that they went and picked a team and were immediately competitive, it was awesome. I mean, even I Seattle. That. Seattle was
Seattle.
The Kraken. They made the
The Kraken did it for the, second year? In the second year they made it in the playoffs? And and didn't Vegas actually replace coaches after
We had
the second year after the Cup?
New York Rangers have Gerard Gallant or had Gerard Gallant.
So, they're still staying steady and doing well. And it's fun. Just, you know, when we were doing notes tonight, you know, Hockey Town USA, Vegas, Charlotte, Miami, and Dallas. That's your hockey towns.
You can't put a piece of ice outside in those places.
Your final four was those four teams. The most northern city was Charlotte.
Every one of those teams is south of I-40.
Yeah, that's right.
It's crazy.
Real quick, I know, Beef, you probably know the answer. Maybe you do, JJ. What is the relationship between the Tkachuk on the Panthers to Keith Tkachuk from when I was growing up?
Son.
Is that right? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Keith's got two sons, Brady and Matthew, and they're both in the league. Brady plays for Ottawa, and Matthew for was at Calgary. Florida traded their best player, Jonathan Huberdeau, like franchise ever best player, and like two others, Uyghur, who was a defenseman, and picks, and got Matthew Tkachuk, and the whole place was like, oh, we just won the President's Cup, which is the best record in the league last year. The hell are they doing? And now they're in the Stanley Cup.
Isn't hockey becoming one of those, like you referenced Trout and Ohtani, aren't like the best players on teams that aren't really accomplishing much as a team?
Yeah, I mean, the best player on the in the world is probably Connor McDavid, and he's on Edmonton. Yeah.
And Eichel, isn't Eichel doing it?
Eichel didn't score this series, unless he scored last night, which I don't think he did. I turned it off at 3-0, so I don't know.
And the Blackhawks got the number one pick next year in the draft.
No shit.
And they got the star coming.
Yeah.
That's the one thing I noticed about hockey. Like, you think there's not a lot of – I know there's a lot of line changes and stuff, but you think a dominant player can change the course of your franchise, and it doesn't seem to happen.
You got to have three good lines now in hockey.
Yeah.
That's just it. That's what the Tampa Bay Lightning had for years until this year. And besides getting old,
they'd run out four guys. And then the hot goaltender, hot goalie in the playoffs.
So that was, you lose a line and you're not getting.
You got to get guys that want to be on that fourth line, that want to play 4 minutes a night, you know?
Yeah. And hustle. Yeah. And I don't think hockey players ever have an issue with hustling. But
it's crazy. Like an average line shift is like 4.5 minutes or something like that, or
45 seconds to a minute.
What?
They just go, and they're gassed. They got to. Defense stays out longer though. So I guess
defense stays out longer, and they're usually the most minutes a defenseman plays a game is like 26, which is a ton.
Yeah.
How many in the penalty box though?
Yeah, that doesn't count as on ice.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of, go ahead, JJ.
No, that was it.
I forget what my segue is.
I was going to say, going back to hockey, how about Koepka being in the box at the Panthers games completely?
Did you see this?
That's what everybody says.
He didn't blink for like 10 minutes.
He does that all the time, though, for real. Like, so maybe he's always on.
I think he slept in the box that night. He's
crazy. Yes, he and his buddies down there have a box.
Oh, yeah, they have a lot of boxes.
And they go to every game. So.
He's a wild man.
He likes it.
Yeah. He likes it, and he's friends with who were they talking to? Oh, the guy, one of the guys. That's a good one, Case.
Yeah,
one of the players. Yeah,
one of the players. He's really good.
One of the
players,
the Panthers. Yeah,
Rembert, or the goalie,
Bobs.
That's not Bob.
Yeah. Look at that. That's a good look. Go, Brooks. Kepka.
Look at that red nose too. I mean, like, we're doing tonight is spreading rumors. Eddie Lockett checks in. Says, didn't Vegas win the Cup their first year in the league? They went to the Stanley Cup final.
No, they lost.
And they lost. Yeah.
But yeah, that was kind of the story.
Was that the inspiration for all the Vegasness? Like the Oakland A's are now going to be the Vegas probably Aces.
You know what
the people as the A's? They were Philadelphia to Oakland, but if you're in Vegas, you got to throw a CE in between the A and the S.
I hope not.
That would be great.
Right?
Pitching
Aces?
Do you have to buy the name from the Reno team? Because Reno's Aces, yeah.
Call them the Vegas Blackjacks or some shit like that. That'd be sick.
I don't know.
Although, guess all the new gear. Can you have JJ?
You know what pisses me off? Pissed off about this fucking owner. He's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Here's what I know. Lox, you can appreciate this. Playing fantasy baseball, if I need a pitcher, I'm like, who's pitching against Oakland tonight?
Oakland. You got to pick
up. Let me go find that guy.
Terrible.
I'll tell you what.
It doesn't matter who it is. He's putting up 20 points.
Me and my buddy started gambling against the A's every hell game. Yes. A lot of people.
Yeah, they're going to take them off the board. Bad.
Yeah, they're going to start taking them off the board.
They're going to have to. Do they have, 12 wins?
The other night.
They beat the Braves.
They beat the Braves last night. Lost 11. That one. Yeah. But I'm profitable so far. Anyway, on Saturday night, the A's had a pitcher that had a 6.45 ERA. They had a pitching change and took it off the board. It's like, what the fuck? Yeah. How can it be any worse than 6.45? 6.45 ERA, for Christ's sakes.
Speaking of this,
11.45.
We picked teams, right? The three
yes,
of us.
Yes, we did. Anyway,
picked teams. I had the Rockies.
Yep.
I got the wins.
24-31.
I was kind of forced into that one.
And Kansas City's got 17-38 right now.
I'm only five back.
Colorado's just tearing it up.
Yeah. Colorado went 5-5 this week and really turned the corner.
Oh, that's how you do it.
Yeah, well, nine games back in first place.
I'm sorry that JJ included, we're in the toughest division in fucking baseball. Everybody's above 500. And the Yankees would be in first place in all but two divisions.
Hold on.
I can't be bothered with this Oakland A's and Rockies talk.
Yeah, you know, I tell you what. Before you look at the top of the race, let's try to catch up to the Orioles.
Hold on. We're one game back.
Three in the loss column.
Catch up to the Orioles, and then look at all the rest.
Three in the loss column.
But no, I don't know where it's at now, but it was like 2 weeks ago. The AL East was on pace to average. If you took all the wins divided by five, average win total was going to be 103. The AL Central was 68.
Oakland A's are averaged to lose 100 games.
No. 100. They're on pace to lose 131.
All right, here's some stats for you that I discovered because I have two friends of mine that live in Oakland.
On purpose?
Yeah, they actually love it. They're actually A's ticket holders.
Yeah,
that's weird.
There they are. We know them.
It's them.
Yes.
Those
friends of the show.
Friends of the show. Yeah. The owner of the Oakland A's is the fifth wealthiest owner in baseball.
Yeah.
That's what? How it always is.
No way.
Isn't the Royals number one?
Yeah, Royals number one. That's from Walmart money. Yeah. The Oakland A's owner is like top five. Two, when there was a city referendum 2 years ago to build the A's a stadium, he asked for $325 million to help build a baseball-only stadium by the water. Oakland gave him $375 million and said, that's not enough.
What?
Wow.
Completely just backed out of the deal, saying all I want is 325. Oakland gave him $50 million more and then reneged on the deal.
If you look at the
payroll,
why?
The current payroll of the Oakland A's is lower than the 2006 Oakland A's.
And that was the Moneyball.
That's Billy Bean. That's Moneyball, yeah.
Well, I mean, for Christ's sakes. I mean, so they basically had the owner had a plan to get the hell out of Oakland. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, didn't they make the playoffs last year?
2 years ago, maybe?
It was definitely
they were running in it. They were deep in it in September, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I know this. They've got the fastest guy in baseball who, if he can stay healthy, is talked about as the next Ricky Henderson that could potentially break the record.
Oh, and so, no one be Ricky.
So,
Ricky
be Ricky. Yeah, no one. Yeah.
Well, I'm saying, Vince Coleman. Right, I know it's probably unbreakable, but
Jerry Ruiz.
Yes, the guy's on pace to steal 84 bases, and he's a rookie or first year major leaguer. Last year in the minors, he stole 84 bases in like 100, whatever minor, 116 games. So they're and he's young too, but they're saying he's the next Ricky. He plays for Oakland, and I mean they have something.
If you're an owner of a sports team and you do have a commitment to be civic responsible,
yeah. How can you do this? These are just businessmen. That's how they get to buy the shit to start with.
But here's baseball just posting attendances for the Oakland A's games, and it's like, well, if the owner's saying for 10 years, fuck off, Oakland. You know, every year and kind of like hyping up the fans, but not giving them what is expected. I mean, that's downright cruel. I mean, that is just really manipulation at its best.
Well, here's the problem. I hate Jerry Jones, so I'm using him, but I feel like all these owners want to be Jerry Jones, where it doesn't matter the product you put on the field. I own XYZ franchise. You should be buying my this, that, and the other, and I can just sit back in my happy suite and da da da.
But here's the thing about Jerry Jones. Jerry's never going to move the Cowboys.
Well, true. Yeah. That's
Jerry builds a $1 billion stadium for the Cowboys. You know, I'm sure he got some tax incentives and money and all that kind of crap. However, Jerry wants the brand, you know, the Cowboys.
Yeah.
The Oakland A's have got a great tradition in history in Oakland.
Dude, they had Tony La Russa baseball on fucking Sega.
Before that, they won three World Series in a row. You had Billy Martin coaching them in the 80s that made him respectable. Then you got the Tony La Russa A's. You've got Moneyball that made him competitive. You've got the longest winning streak in AL history, or in baseball history, I think.
Baseball. Mm-hmm.
And this guy is saying, fuck off.
Yep, I'm done with it. That's
what to bring it back full circle, to answer
to hook up this weekend?
To answer your question, yes. The answer to your question, Palk, is yes.
I forgot the question.
Oh, all right. I'll help you a little bit. Didn't the Golden Knights kind of start the process for to move to Las Vegas? And the answer is yes, they did. They were kind of the guinea pig, I guess, for lack of a better phrase, to see if this transient town that is Las Vegas would actually be able to attract and maintain 18,000 fans. I think that's what there are, 14,000. It's between 14 and 18, I think, is what that arena holds.
Yeah.
And they have been. So I think they're seeing that. I think Oakland sees 14 to 18,000 in a baseball stadium and is licking their chops. Reminds me of the days going to my one time at Olympic Stadium in Montreal. Was fantastic. Me and my six buddies were the only eight people in the whole place.
Wow. And then the Raiders built the Death Star in Vegas.
Yeah, I mean, the Raiders is working too. They got season tickets out there. And that's probably a lot of the metric is the season tickets, how many season tickets they can have, because you're going to get those folks that come into town and go week to week, or not week to week, but go 1 week and then they're gone.
Or sell their tickets on eBay.
How many of those tickets are comps too, you know? Like the casinos are going to pick those up.
And if you're a smart owner, you throw it to the casinos. Hell yeah. You know, you throw a couple tents to the casinos. Mm-hmm. You throw a couple slot machines in there that you know.
Oh, yeah. They're in the airport. Yeah. They're in there. I guarantee.
I think the stadium has a sporting book.
I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, it does. It does.
You can't bet on the Raiders. Any Vegas team, though, I don't think. Yeah,
but that would be, I mean, who cares? I mean, you know, I mean, just I just think it's amazing nowadays, and everything you watch on sports, there is a commercial for sports betting now. which would have been absolutely unheard of 10 years ago.
There's FanDuel Sports Network now, which is a radio network. Dan Lebatard is on.
Yeah.
The DraftKings Network. That's my shirt here, the DraftKings Network.
Oh, I thought it was Dick Kings.
Oh. Well, you know, whatever.
Tomato, tomato. Oh, but
you like the transition?
I'm wearing a beaver. Okay, so there you go.
We started with this team, the Diamond Kings, if we're going to be appropriate, with red, white, and blue. And then we go to all these tournaments, and everybody's wearing red, white, and blue. So these are the new colors.
America.
America.
Yeah. Freedom. That's, yeah.
No one's trying to light, top rock.
Freedom.
Exactly. Freedom. Yeah, so.
And Lox is drinking the official beer of Kid Rock, Coors Light.
The first LGBTQT company.
Friendly. He loves the gay people.
Speaking of gay people.
The gays.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say, speaking of gay people, Lox, I saw your cup. The Clemson Tigers, they're hosting a
real. Whoa. Whoa.
I'm sorry, what?
That was a joke.
Currently ranked number 3 in the country.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, Zach, you want to borrow this?
I'm kidding. No, seriously, though. How many games have they won in a row?
16.
Yeah.
They don't have the longest streak in the country, though. It's 18 currently by Oral Roberts University.
Speaking of blowjobs.
And speaking of, of blowing it, Florida State. They had been in the NCAA tournament in a regional for 44 straight years. They hire a coach from Notre Dame who comes down and breaks the streak.
Snaps the streak in half.
That was crazy. I didn't realize that streak was that long.
But he's a Florida State alum, though.
Yes.
He's a Florida State alum.
I understood why he left. It just, in the moment, is, you know, Notre Dame baseball has never been anything. It made no sense. Like,
those are details, though.
But
that's time. But
hold on. Do you know the current coach in Notre Dame is?
Stifler.
Stifler.
Sean Stifler from VCU.
I'm so excited about the baseball tournament, though. I really am. This college baseball tournament, I'm very excited about. Little League, no. But the college baseball tournament.
Just wait till August.
Well, wait till June 22nd, where the Diamond Kings go to the Dallas Deep South.
World Series.
Wait, send me those dates so I know when to nap. You know, and turn off my phone.
Yeah, I wish they would stream them live. So I would go to Tampa, make
I
sure.
I can't wait for like 25 fucking messages.
We got moms that Facebook Live it, just saying.
Take pictures of the moms. Give me something. I don't need to see little kids running around like
You know what's surprising with the NCAA baseball tournament was I saw, you know, the ACC had some teams, but did anybody see how many teams the SEC had?
Well, there's
a lot of SEC teams.
Is pretty much the whole damn conference.
They're hosting 8 regionals. How many made it?
And there's other
64, isn't it? 64
teams.
Pretty
impressive. Yeah. How about Army West Point in there also, though, too?
They squeaked in, but that's okay. That's okay. Did. You know, Vandy once again wins the SEC. Typical.
The team that jumped out at me only because they made it last year too and beat Texas was Dallas Baptist.
Yeah. Dallas Baptist has been on a 3-year run that's going nuts. Miami wins the ACC. Right, didn't they?
No, Clemson won it.
Oh, Clemson won the ACC? Okay, my fault. Yeah. I thought Miami did.
Put some respect on it.
Wait, it wasn't Wake Forest, the number one seed overall?
They're fucking Miami, good, though, man.
They are so good.
we got lucky to be on the side of the draw.
They couldn't hit in the game against Miami, and Miami hit. I mean, that's baseball, right?
Mm-hmm. Seriously, how many of the – what is there 14 SEC teams?
There is.
They're all just number ones. So,
here we go.
No, they are not one seed. That's what I'm saying.
No, that's not true.
Okay, what's the other one? Tennessee.
Texas A&M's a 2. Tennessee's a 2.
Alabama, LSU, Florida, Auburn, Vanderbilt.
They were hosting. Yeah.
Yeah, they have 8 hosts and 10 altogether.
Okay.
Wild.
So who didn't make it?
Mississippi State. Ole Miss.
No shit.
Oh, they were in last place when Casey and I went to Starkville.
But
that was fun, though.
Hold on, how do you go from Rowdy, whatever the fuck he is, to not making the tournament? Was it his name was Rowdy, right? From state last year.
Sure.
Rowdy Piper.
No, his name was Rowdy, wasn't it?
I thought, was that Tennessee? But you're probably right. I don't know.
No, no. By the way, Tennessee's little Drew Gilbert.
Eddie Lockett chimes in, says maybe my Hurricanes should go to Vegas so they can get a few hundred to show up at home games. When Miami's
maybe,
good,
maybe A Rod can give a few hundred blowjobs to get people in Hurricane games. Yeah.
But no, you're thinking of Drew Gilbert with Tennessee, who I made fun of relentlessly when Notre Dame beat them to go to the World Series. And guess who's now the number one prospect in the Houston Astros organization, which includes the Corpus Christi Hooks? Drew Gilbert. Went and watched the game, cheered my ass off because that motherfucker hit a home run.
Rowdy Jordan.
Rowdy Jordan.
Yep.
Wow. I wonder if Michael Jordan fathered him, too.
He did. He looks just like him.
He looks just like him.
You know, full circle.
You know, MJ got the dick flying where he was at.
Tiger Woods again got nothing on him.
He got shit on Mike. No one's got shit on Mike. LeBron's a sissy compared to Mike.
Speaking of LeBron's, there you go.
Looks that is definitely Jordan's kid.
Looks just like Michael Jordan.
It's just in. Look at these links this kid's dropping tonight.
He's got the same ears. He's got the same ears.
Yeah, look at same smile. Yeah. Teeth. Kind of his eyes dilated like he's already high as shit.
Skin tone.
That's Mike.
Well, I know you're – well, JJ, you're not so much on Twitter. Locks, I know you're not at all, really.
Nope, never.
No, I get political on Twitter. I don't get sports on Twitter.
The back and forth between LeBron lovers and Michael Jordan lovers is hilarious.
I couldn't imagine.
It's not a discussion.
It's not.
It's not a discussion.
Have you heard Scottie Pippen is going on Michael Jordan right now?
I saw that.
He's going nuts on Mike?
Yeah, he's saying he was one of the worst – teammate. He is the worst teammate. He's one of the worst players because everything was one-on-one. Right. And he didn't like how he was portrayed in The Last Dance.
Well, because it was basically a Michael Jordan production.
And Michael Jordan was one of the guys, you know, one of the producers.
It is well known for years and years and years that Michael Jordan was a prick. I mean, he is an asshole. He still is an absolute asshole. He's not gonna calm down the assholity.
Check out his Hall of Fame speech.
Love that word that you just made
up.
Yes.
Assholity.
Dictionary.com's gotta put that in this year.
Oh, okay, cool.
What about an actual dictionary, y'all? Like a dictionary.
Dictionary, if you ever read it, it's fantastic.
Like dictionary. Like a book.
They still have those?
Do you have the
book? The question for the group.
Do you have the big girth edition?
Abridged and unabridged?
Unabridged.
When we get in trouble in grammar school, we'd have to read the dictionary for detention.
Wow.
How often were they printing dictionaries? Because now you can actually daily change, like, for example, D's nuts is now a part of dictionary.com.
It's true.
We had a D's weekend. We had a D's nuts weekend just making the joke about D's. It was fantastic.
At the Scholastic Book Fair, I used to buy a dictionary every year. That and the Guinness Book of World Records.
Yes. Right.
I had to know. Who had
what kind of grades did you make in college? A, B, C, or D?
Who hasn't laughed at the two fat twins on the motorcycle?
Every year I had to see if they're still there. The world's heaviest twins.
The world's heaviest twins. They were like 1,200 pounds together.
Yeah,
great.
And now they have a show called 600 Pound Sisters.
Yeah,
or whatever the fuck. They're 600 pound life.
They had a small thyroid problem.
Yeah, but
what a boy, what have you?
What have you? Hey, Palk, you weren't part of this discussion because you're a generation behind.
Yeah.
Dave Matthews Band. Oh, that's a good look. Oh God, that's a lot of Golden Corral.
They call it Corral. They call it Corral.
Casey, you're like Jamie on the Joe Rogan show tonight. You're just pulling him up.
Jesus, this is a fucking
pulling him up.
It's so funny. I have to go into my downloads after each show that I do and delete all of them.
I didn't know the lead singer of Blues Travelers had a twin.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. No, that's a bit shrunk his stomach.
He did.
Yeah, he did.
Hey,
he did.
Dave Matthews is back, guys. Yeah, no, he's.
Hey, say it again. Precious. Say it again. Say it one more time. Dave Matthews is back, right?
Let's Dave Matthews is back.
Let's see Joe's reaction to the news of Dave Matthews.
Dave Matthews is back. Ah, Joe!
Not impressed. He's not
that
impressed.
Is going to be a picture that's going to be used forever.
It's going to stay here. And we're we're going to ask for Joe's reaction.
Hey, does a family reunion. Hey,
how do you feel? Joe, how do you,
the care package.
How do you feel about Diamond King's chances this weekend?
Well, you know what? We're not playing. We're not playing the Aztecs.
Oh, it wasn't good. A real question, pal.
No, hold on. Funny story though. So I'm telling Roy.
Not like the last one.
That I was telling Roy. I was like, hey, I'm talking about your team and how you guys beat the Aztecs. And during the game, he called them the idiot techs. But just now, what before I got on the show, I told him, and he goes, you know, me and Jackson are calling them the Aztecs. I was like, what? He goes, yeah, I was at shortstop, and he was at third base. And I was like, listen to mom. The moms are saying Aztecs, but they're the Aztecs. I'm like,
you need to start taking pictures of the hot moms at the games instead of the goddamn kids.
You know what? I got some.
Don't tell me there's no hot moms.
No, I can send you. I'll send you. Tina went out with some moms, which that's a whole thing. Casey knows the story on that. But
dude, we should do a calendar. A little league mom.
One of them was what's the word? Scantily dressed.
How much money we would make?
Oh God. Especially in Pennsylvania during the Little League World Series, calendars of Little League moms.
Yeah, we made a diamond.
That would be
calendar.
Tremendous. Write that down as a moneymaker.
Yeah.
Besides their own bodies.
We made a Diamond Kings calendar. It's just the kids. I don't get it.
Hey, kid, how many dads do you have? The one that sired me or the one that is with me?
If I was real quick, I'd put it side by side.
Next week.
I don't know if Mama's told me the real story yet.
All right, clowns, I got to go. Y'all close the thing
up. Where the fuck you going? It's only been 2 minutes.
I can't.